Local sports is being brought to you today by First Bank and by Heritage Health Center. Well, the Cody Knight Rodeo will start for the season on June 20th. The Cody Stampede Board, which runs a summer-long series of rodeos, has announced that the state approved Park County's plan to allow the rodeo to be held as long as crowds do not exceed 600. According to the statement on its website, the Cody Stampede Board is happy to announce that the state of Wyoming has authorized the Cody Knight Rodeo to proceed as planned starting in mid-June. The new tentative start date is June 20th. Last week, state officials announced that statewide health guidelines limiting the size of gatherings to fewer than 25 people had been relaxed to allow outdoor gatherings of up to 250, as long as social distancing guidelines are met. Governor Mark Gordon and Dr. Alexia Harris, the state's public health officer, said the change would allow events such as small rodeos and outdoor weddings to be held. Park County officials asked for an exception to the rule to allow up to 600 people to attend the night rodeo, and the request was approved. The Cody Stampede, the larger rodeo that runs July 1st through the 4th, is one of six major rodeos in Wyoming to be identified last week as being canceled for the year. Rodeo officials from all six events, including Cheyenne Frontier Days, made the announcement during a news conference with Governor Mark Gordon. However, the Stampede Board said it is still working with state officials to determine if some kind of July 4th rodeo event can be held. American Legion Baseball. Well, we told you about the Pioneers and the Cody Cubs yesterday. Some other games that taken place included Douglas. They continued to roll on as they have they put together a pretty veteran team. They swept the Gillette Rustlers in a couple of conference games, first winning the first game 11-1, and then stopping the Rustlers in the second game 14-8. The Casper Crush swept Torrington in a twin bill, first winning the first game 3-2, and then taking the nightcap 13-1. Also, it was Wheatland taking two from Newcastle as they won the first game 10-2, and then taking the second game 17-8 from yesterday. In AA, Gillette Rough Riders sweeping the Casper Oilers 12-2 and then 12-0. Cheyenne Post 6 beat the Northern Colorado Roughnecks 13-9 and then 12-6. One game scheduled for today, or a couple games between Rock Springs and Evanston, that starts up in Evanston. We're back with more after this.